Good afternoon. Precipitation has broken out across a large portion of interior New York and New England, mainly in the form of some wet snow, which is starting to accumulate a bit, even in the valley locations, but mainly on the grassy surfaces. Those that were treated and paved surfaces seeing most of the snow melting, at least at first, but as additional precipitation moves in and the environment cools, we should start to see some accumulation on these surfaces as well as we head through the deeper part of the afternoon. As a result, we'll carry light to moderate snow across a large part of the region. The snow will be mixed with rain across the valley locations, mainly south of I-90. And in these locations, we could see a slushy inch or two by the end of the day. In the hill towns, primarily above 500 feet, it will remain all wet snow, and these locations will pick up 1 to 3 inches of snow by the end of the day. As we get into the evening hours, the storm will become stronger along the east coast, and the atmosphere will begin to cool a bit more. Precipitation will continue to move across the region, mainly as wet snow, before tapering off as the storm progresses to the east after midnight. Storm total accumulations through midnight will range from a coating up to a couple of inches of snow in the valleys south of I-90, 1 to 3 inches of snow in the Mohawk Valley and Hudson Valley north of Albany, also 1 to 3 inches in the Champlain Valley in central and northern Vermont and northernmost New York. As much as 3 to 6 inches of snow will fall in the hill towns above 500 feet, including the Helderbergs, the I-88 corridor, the southern rim of the Adirondacks, and portions of western New England. Now, above 1,000 to 1,500 feet and higher, 6 to 12 inches of snow will be possible. That includes the Poconos and Catskills, the southernmost Adirondacks, and portions of the Green Mountains and Berkshires. While everyone will see drier weather moving in overnight, it'll remain cloudy and temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for a drier day on Tuesday with an area of high pressure building in briefly with a mix of sun and clouds into the upper 40s, so a lot of melting going on, before the next system heads in with another chance of rain and wet snow on Wednesday with highs in the lower 40s. The weather pattern will remain unsettled with weak disturbances passing by Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend. As a result, skies will be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers each and every day, although temperatures will manage to get into the lower 50s on Thursday and Friday, near 50 degrees on Saturday, and then stay in the upper 40s on Sunday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain in the mid-40s. Boston, cloudy with rain moving in near 40. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees. The average low, 28. The record high, 80, set in 1938. And the record low, 4 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with wet snow moving through today, some rain showers in the valleys with highs in the mid to upper 30s. More snow tonight, tapering off after midnight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain this afternoon, some wet snow mixing in with highs in the upper 30s. More rain and snow tonight, tapering off after midnight with lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with wet snow mixing with some rain this afternoon, then becoming all snow with highs in the mid-30s. More snow tonight, tapering off after midnight with lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with wet snow and some rain mixed in, becoming all snow later this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. More snow tonight, tapering off after midnight with lows around 30. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with wet snow and some rain, becoming all wet snow late today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. More rain and snow tonight, tapering off after midnight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 40s, more rain and wet snow on Wednesday, lower 40s, a chance of showers on Thursday in the lower 50s, a mix of sun and clouds on Friday in the lower 50s, and mostly cloudy with a chance of showers both weekend days with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.